and drink businesses are something there are plenty of here in Kerry. We're very lucky indeed. But with setting them up comes an awful lot of work for anyone who is involved in it. Well, IFAC, Ireland's farming, food and agribusiness specialist professional services firm, have launched a new code to help people who are in food and drink businesses to try to get into retail, because moving into trading in shops can be very difficult. Cracking the Retail Code is the name of this guide, and here to tell us more about this, I'm joined now by Stephanie Walsh, food business consultant with IFAC. Stephanie, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks for having me.
So IFAC has unveiled a new guide to retail for food and drink businesses. And I suppose it is such a huge area for any business that is getting into developing a food or drink offering that they want to sell in retail. There's so much regulations about it. So is that what drove IFAC to develop this guide?
Yeah, we developed the Cracking the Retail Code guide because from my experience as an ex-senior buyer from a retailer, I've seen that lots of suppliers are very much stuck on the operational side and very much bogged down in getting products out into stores. And sometimes it takes that kind of overhead strategy piece to review and come with kind of a different sight to the business. So from our side, we've seen lots of suppliers work really, really well operationally, but then sometimes the strategic commercial side hasn't been given TLC that needs to succeed within retail. So this guide gives lots, and it's very clear in terms of guided step-by-step approach with lots of tips and practical tools to give suppliers and food and drink producers a good understanding of the retail landscape and what is expected and what's needed for that. So like various kind of chapters that kind of follows a logical approach. So the likes of clarifying your category opportunity chapter shows what market data there is available out there in specific categories, where you can get those sources from to understand the value of the market. And then other chapters like understanding your competitor landscape gives lots of practical tools and insights and as to how you as a food and drink producer should understand if you play into the granola category, what kind of products are out there, is it branded, is it private label, etc. So it gives lots of areas to guide the food producers to the right decision whether retail is the right step for them.
So it would be ideally maybe for a food or drink business that is in those early stages and hasn't gotten into retail or, you know, hasn't gotten into shops on a kind of a wide scale.
It's kind of two areas. So one area would be if a food and drink producer is just kind of starting off in the business, and that would be giving them a good understanding and a good foundation blocks to build up their knowledge before they kind of head to the retailers with the presentation and the suggestion of products. But also this information can help producers that are already on shelf at the moment. So the likes of the understanding your competitor landscape, this shows kind of little bits of information and nuggets to help and guide producers to get the best out of their product and ensure their retail pricing position is correct. And we also give a negotiation tips. So that's kind of coming from a buyer perspective and lots of tips and insights there. So I suppose two ends can approach it. Start off producer and a producer that's already on shelf will benefit from both.
Part of what is involved in it is how to choose between own brand and private label. And I suppose that's a kind of a big issue at the moment because so many people, because of the cost of living crisis, are turning to own brand products, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, exactly. So you see that shift in general in terms of shopping habits at the moment, whether it be customer shopping more frequently in stores and looking for promotional offers and trading down from their favourite brand to kind of private label equivalent. There's always a question mark in a producer's head, and in IFAC we've worked with many producers here at the start off of their journey deciding whether they should drive their brand or continue and drive the private label offering in a retailer space. But I suppose that chapter gives a good understanding of advantages and disadvantages for both the producer and the retailer and gives a good understanding and a foundation for lots of questions that the producers are asking themselves. Is the category heavily split with brand or private label? What's more important for the customer? Is it brand, private label? Is there a brand leader in there that, you know, maybe you can't compete against? All of those areas and looking at kind of the value within the market in terms of the Kantar data, etc. So to give those kind of logical steps in order to guide due to a comfortable and logical decision for the producer.
And other areas covered are choosing the right retailer for your product and then pitching and negotiating, because a lot of people when they are in business, whether it is, you know, producing a food or a drink item in this instance, you know, they might be specialist in what exactly they are doing, but, you know, the business side of it mightn't be their strong area. So being able to get this advice and being able to get that help when it comes to pitching and negotiating to businesses or to retail businesses is key.
Yeah, 100%. I suppose, like, if you go back to the choosing the right retailer, if you have ambition in general or producer, you know, you might want to say, okay, well, I'd like to produce and supply all retailers on the island of Ireland. But in reality, when you're starting off, or even if you have a product on shelf, you only have a certain amount of capacity. So we in IFAC, in the guide, have kind of stipulated the questions that you should be asking yourself as a producer in terms of your operational scalability, the logistics piece, and gives kind of a good understanding on contract types. So say if you want to test the water with a specific retailer, maybe you should approach a test listing or anything like that. And especially within kind of the negotiation piece as well, we give good tips and insights how to best place your price within the wholesale market and the retail market. So for an example, we give good tips to show, do your homework, make sure your pricing and your costings are meticulous, make sure you've done a pricing calculator and an accountant has actually checked those pricings, because from my experience, I've seen that, you know, some producers have done a hell of a lot in terms of new product development, but in terms of the commercial side, sometimes that's where they lack. And it's just getting that head start before you go into a negotiation and being that kind of one step ahead to ensure you get the best price and the best margin for the business, which is essential. So that kind of negotiation tips insight is really good and helpful for producers.
And the guide then, the Cracking the Retail Code Guide, it's available on the IFAC website. Business can download it or they can read it online. And I suppose see what's applicable to themselves.
Yeah, 100%. You can download it at www.ifac.ie and you can reach out to ourselves as well if you've any questions throughout.
There's certainly lots of food and drink producers here in Kerry, so I'm sure it'll be of great use to them. Look, Stephanie, we are going to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining me. And just to remind people again, ifac.ie, that's the website where people can download the Cracking the Retail Code Guide.
Super. Thanks a million, Mary.